Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Otterites. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. Wow, it's amazing how time flies and how we continue to work through our lives. Today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 7 as we begin the new year with verses 15 through 17. Do not hate hard work. Work was assigned by God. Do not esteem yourself more than your compatriots. Remember, his wrath will not delay. More and more, humble your pride. What awaits mortals is worms. Do you hate hard work? Have you become lazy? Are you struggling with hurt? Does your mind make you feel crazy? Without honoring God, you feel his wrath, the problems of today. What you don't seek in truth, you find in total dismay. My poem today reflects humility in hard work. It's learning to love the Lord and never be a jerk. Taking care of yourself without being a pain to others in your life where wisdom you should gain. Enjoy the poem. It's the way I talk to God each day, deeply seeking him as I pray. It's titled Humility's Hard Work. In the realm of life's vast canvas, let's paint a verse, an ode to pride, humble, hard work, and truth to immerse. For in this world where souls intertwine, we must seek solace and strength, a divine design. Pride, O noble pride, not in arrogance it dwells, but in the knowledge of self where true essence swells. It's the spark that ignites our dreams and aspirations, guiding us through life's trials, transcending limitations. Yet, let not this pride blind us from our humble roots, for in our humility we find purpose that refutes the notion of entitlement, a fallacy so wrong. Instead, we embrace gratitude where virtues belong. Hard work, dear companion, a companion like no other. A beacon in the dark, a sturdy shore we discover. With sweat upon our brow and hands that never rest, we forge our destiny in toil. We are truly blessed. For God assigned work, a sacred duty to bear, to nurture and provide, to show compassion and care. In labor's embrace, we find purpose and worth, a testament to our strength, a testament to our birth. And in this truth, we find solace and grace. For our toil is not in vain, it's a sacred chase. To take care of ourselves, our bodies, and our souls, to foster growth and healing, to make ourselves whole. But amidst the pride, the humble, and the hard, we must guard against hate, a venomous shard. For hate breeds destruction. It tears our hearts apart, dividing humanity, leaving scars on the collective heart. So let us embrace forgiveness and love. Let it guide our every stride. For in love we find unity, a balm to heal the divide. Let's honor our forgiveness, celebrate our unique hues, and in this tapestry of life, let compassion infuse. In the symphony of existence, May we find our role, embracing pride and humility, for they make us whole, with hard work as our compass and love as our guide. We'll navigate this journey in harmony, side by side. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedience to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach, verses 7, and we're in verses 15 through 17 this morning. 15 through 17. Almost made a mistake and forgot to update that. Today's practice brought us to a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stanza poem this morning. And we conclude with a 2 stanza poem, original work with some quad lines. We close in verses, Sirach 7, verses 15 through 17. 2 stanza poem. It's titled, Pride Yours, Heal Humble. Work hard, hate not. God assigned all work. Your self-esteem has forgot. Over neighbors, don't be a jerk. Delay not wrath his. Pride yours, heal humble. Worms await mortals' gig. We must learn not to grumble. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 1st, 2024. I'm recording this morning with the angels at 4:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. We close this morning saying Happy New Year to our lovely family across the world. No matter where they may be at, pray for your success, your safety, no matter who you might be. We take the ups and downs of life and God's love to operate where we are in His holy name. And may we continue to do that and be a lover faith, a lover of love, a lover of hope of His grace. Amen. We love salvation, and its name is Jesus. God bless our good friends John and Marie as we close today at 9:43 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Happy New Year, and God bless you.